very relevant.
Oh, yes, and the family. She just thinks that she feels that they're so, you know, not very friendly. I'm known in the family as yes, everybody. Back in the winter, she brought the baby in a time or two when the snow was on the ground and she couldn't take it to the village. She brought it in for me for an hour or so. Dear little baby, mind you.
So how did you get on in the snow then? You must have found it rather trying.
Yeah.
How did you do your shopping?
Well, I had people calling on me, you know, younger people to see how I was and everything. Yes. I said, it was all crazy.
Yes, everybody was saying it was
terrible. One morning couldn't come out.
No.
The snow and I got to open it.
Yes.
And
the
snow had come up again, so I couldn't open it.
I see.
And we had all got electric, you see, and I ended up nothing more than electric, but Miss Weber had the oil lamps, and she boiled the kettle, and was going to give me a cup of tea, but she couldn't get out. And I thought to myself, well, I can't get her out. My things are up in the shed, up in the garden. And then I thought, well, I've got a tent coming for me there. I was like, where is that? So I was nearly to the door. When the man next door,
Miss Weber, I said,
all right, Miss Pullman, he said, I'll be there and there right in a minute.
I was out to the window and I thought, first man, I don't care whether I know him or not, I'm going to ask him if he'll come up the back and let me out.
Come up to
the and who should come along was George Gord next door. So, of course, you said, all right, he said, I'll be there.
They got to come up steps to come down that back door, you know.
Yes.
Anyway,
I'll say
that.
Yeah.
How do you get
round
to the back of your cottage?
Well,
I came through the front. Yes,
you must. Well, we got a side entrance, you know, about next between our two doors, George's. There's a back entrance.
Oh, yes,
there's a back entrance. Then anything can go up the garden without coming through the house.
And the garden's nearly up open, isn't it?
Yes, my wife was telling me you've got a big garden behind there.
Yes.
Too much
of it.
Too much.
Yes.
Well, I don't
even know something I can't.
No.
He said he got his engine all ready last week for to come and cut it, and then it rained again. So, of course, he hadn't been on it then.
Yeah, we had the grass cut down and keep the grass down, but
I just thought there was a flower garden there, but I haven't been up there this year yet.
All he did with it, he didn't do much about it. He only brought a lot of rubbish there and dumped it and left it. And I had to stop that. I thought, well, I don't want that. I'd rather keep the garden without anything. Would anybody like to have a cup of tea?
Thank you.
Very nice. Would you rather sit in a comfortable chair? Would you like to move to a comfortable chair?
Thank you very much.
We can't have all that stuff being done burnt like that.
Well, he didn't burn it. If he burnt it, it wouldn't have been so bad.
No, he just left it.
Bring old mattresses there and all that on the top of the garden.
But what did you do that for?
Oh, because in them days, one of the boys wasn't very good in bed, I don't think. So that's the reason they had to do it.
But why didn't they take it to the dump instead of leaving it in your garden?
Well, he hasn't got a garden, you see.
Yeah.
They haven't got no garden. There's no ground at all to them houses at the end.
Really?
They haven't got. And several of them have sort of built out into the little yards they got, built on kitchens and bathrooms. Well, Ken Gill did.
Mm.
He built on a kitchen and a bathroom out into the little yard. Well, of course, that takes up all the, well, not very much yard left then.
Mm.
So
there you are. But at the end, Miss Wyatt and Mrs. Hawkins, they had the small bedroom upstairs turned into the bathroom and the toilet.
Yes.
And then that left the yard for them, you see.
We had to go up to the street.
But otherwise, they haven't got any garden or nothing like that.
Oh, that's...
But you've got the bathroom, Miss Webber, haven't you?
Yeah, I had a piece of front bedroom that's fixed, and I had a piece took off. And made a bathroom, well, it's not a big bathroom, but it's a bathroom. Bath and a toilet and a basin.
Yes, and I had a piece of off my little room for a toilet and a wash basin.
Oh, yes.
Of course, we always was outside lavatories otherwise.
We had to go to the steps all winter and winter.
What are the most exciting days you can remember in Bishop's Day?
Well, you know, there was a time, you know. Oh, that's so well. Don't make us too comfortable now. You know, there was a time you used to, I know when we were kids, we used to have to go all down the bottom of the gardens for the toilet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had to put in halfway down the garden.
Did you? Yes.
And then you forget something, you know.
Yes.
Not a problem. And then my husband got and put a toilet there.
Well, what?
Well, he had to throw water down, you say. It wasn't okay.
But I thought you were in the house where Brian Discombe lived now. You were?
We went in there.
Afterwards?
Yes.
Or
my
first?
Used to
first.
Live there too.
Yes.
But then we went over there. And we had buckets there, and good buckets everywhere you see up here. See anything?
You had a water closet, you mean, but you flushed it with a bucket?
No.
We had a toilet, but we had to throw water down.
It was just a bucket.
No, she said she had a toilet.
Oh.
That was when they had a toilet put in down where Mrs. Whale was. And the woman had water, so they used to have a bucket and throw water down.
Then they ended in conservatory place there.
Mm.
And my husband and he said, maybe you put up that thing. Some lunch.
I did then.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, what were the names of the people who lived here? I know you said there were some your sons-in-law.
Yeah, there were two police there.
Brothers-in-law.
Brothers-in-law.
Yeah.
But before that,
Christian
old
buckets.
One was called
the lavatory,
and the other one you used them, and you had to empty them in a cesspit or wherever you could.
Horrible.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that where we.
And they all worked down in the clay pit. They all worked in the clay pit.
And the old landlord put in toilets, but there was no water. There was a pump. We had to bring the water and flush it.
But for a minute, the toilet like we have now.
Yeah.
That you poured the water in.
That's right. Yeah.
Instead
of having the water to pour down, you had to throw the water down.
Until you were on the
land.
When I was a kid, I used to be with my granny and aunt a lot. And their lavatory was in the yard. And they used to be what they called a dry one. They used to have to throw ashes
together.
Yes.
Look at the difference it is.
I remember earth closets. Yes, you put dry earth.
Yes, that's right.
So that's what these houses had, presumably, did they? When you first remember these cottages, they must have had earth cottages.
Well, they had to put a garden there somewhere.
So an earth cottage?
Yes.
But they hadn't got a garden.
Well, just tiny.
Just a little bit outside, that was all.
Just enough?
Yes.
Just
where the toilet was, you see.
Yeah.
So you had two bits of garden, Mrs. Bully. You had one behind your house and this bit behind this house, didn't you? When you were... next door.
And when she was at Mrs. Wales, she had Mrs. Randall's garden as well.
Yes,
Oh, both did.
We had the field when we lived in Discombe Place.
The field behind Longacre, yes.
We had that.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you mean you had the whole of the field?
Yes.
Right up to the road?
Yes, yes.
What did you do with that?
Well, we had pigs, you
see.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
But where did they live? The pigs? Was there a pigsty?
It shows up there behind.
Yes.
Just up from the, went up under the yard, just around the corner, was a pigsty there.
Oh, yes.
Because my mother was in the hospital room, and I had to feed the pigs. And of course, I wasn't used to it then. And there was a toilet next to it. You could get up on the step. So I used to get the pig's meat and throw it in over to him. Because I was half afraid of pigs then.
Well, who made this into a garden? Who made our garden?
Was it just a back door, I think, when they lived here?
Yes, but the garden which
we had a little bit of garden.
Where did you grow your vegetables?
Well, we had a garden there beside, down from the field, you see,
yes.
Up from the yard, and we had a garden there, and used to grow the vegetables there.
Yes. Well, what did you use this bit for then, behind our house? That bit where you used to look over the wall, Mrs. Bulley.
Just anything up for me there, you see.
Yes.
Yeah.
For flowers.
I've always got our own vegetables and all that sort of thing.
But where you used to look over the wall, did you grow vegetables in that bit?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. You probably grew a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. And then we had one the other side, you see.
Yeah.
A little bit further up.
Yeah.
Off from the field, like, you know.
Yeah. All for vegetables?
Yes.
Or did you grow flowers?
No, in front of flowers.
No flowers.
I took my husband didn't believe in growing flowers. He wanted something to eat. He wanted nothing but flowers.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Of course, the place is older, even hardly realize what it's like now, do you?
No, it must be like the very different.
Yeah.
But the view is the same.
Oh, yes, the view is the same.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and very strong winds.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think it's got up this afternoon. It wasn't about this morning. I don't think so, no.
It's much warmer down where you are.
Oh, yes, it is, yes. Oh, yes, it's warm down there.
Yeah.
But everybody was sociable here, you know, and they go out and play football and all have games, you know, all the children that were around here. And the women and men used to go along with them. Yeah. Oh, happy times, really.
And you used to use that footpath.